Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is fresh, the coffee is strong, and the puns, well, they're unavoidable. Sorry. Today, we've got mules, medals, and magnificent snow reports coming your way. From the Broncos making championship waves to ski conditions that'll have you calling in, well, sick to work. We know. We know. This is the update you didn't know you needed, but you won't want to miss. Let's kick things off with a reminder that the greatest mule show on earth is trotting back into Bishop. Yep, Mule Days is coming this Memorial Day weekend, and tickets are officially on sale. Think world-class mule competitions, thrilling pack scrambles, the iconic parade, and those lively evening shows that'll have you wondering how mules got so talented. If you wait too long, you might be stuck watching from the sidelines with only a funnel cake for comfort. So grab those tickets while you can. And speaking of Eastern Sierra traditions, anglers, it's time to dust off those rods because the Blake Jones Trout Derby is reeling in fast. See what I did there? March 22nd, to be exact, there's nearly $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs, from float tubes to gift certificates, plus Fishmas. Yes, opening day of fishing season hits April 26th. But for the impatient fisher folk, winter fishing spots are open now. So tie those flies, sharpen those hooks, and maybe start practicing your "the one that got away" story. Should get that out of the way early. Shout out to the Olancha Cartago Fire Department, who traded their helmets for handshakes at their annual appreciation and awards banquet on February 15th. It was a night to celebrate dedication, sacrifice, and the kind of community spirit that doesn't clock out at 5 p.m. Longtime heroes Shane Dunaway, Carol Dunaway, and Lee Smith were honored for decades, yes, decades of service. Meanwhile, the department's ranks got a little shinier, with Robert Smith and Misty Bueno promoted to captain. Mike Metcalf stepping up as EMS coordinator, and Daniel Smith named acting assistant chief. And let's hear it for Misty Bueno, crowned 2024 Firefighter of the Year, and Alberto Isidro, who earned the 2024 Community Service Award. Bravo to everyone keeping Olancha and Cartago safe. You've definitely earned those bragging rights. Thank you to Ashley Alex for that. Whether you're renting out your Mammoth Lakes cabin for ski season or your condo for summer escapes, accidents happen. That's where the Insurance Connector comes in. Your local experts in rental property insurance. Get coverage for property damage, liability, and loss of income with affordable plans tailored to your unique rental. They're backed by a Mammoth Lakes team that knows the mountain life. Rent with confidence. Insure with ease. Learn more about Insurance Connector by visiting the Instagram page at Insurance Connector. Protect what matters. Okay, now for a look at the upcoming events in our area. First up, the Youth Equine Therapy Program is continuing this afternoon at the arena on Diaz starting at 3 p.m. This program aims at reducing stress and boosting self-esteem for individuals age 11 through 18. Lone Pine will also be hosting its Fire Safe Council meeting tonight at 5:30 at Statham Hall. Also, tonight, the Mono Arts Council will be hosting a two-part class on making pine needle medallions. This class will be held at the Bridgeport Memorial Hall starting at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, C5 Art Studios will be hosting another showing of Live Full, Die Well, a film series exploring life, death, and the human experience starting at 6 p.m. Lastly, Inyo County will be hosting a community meeting in Big Pine at the Town Hall building tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. to introduce a new zoning and development project. This is your chance to be involved in the future of our community. Additional meetings will be held at Independence and Lone Pine at later dates. For more information on these events and more, please visit easternsierranow.com/events. All right, snow lovers, here's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report, because pretending to work while planning your next powder day is practically a local sport. The base depth is holding strong at 103 inches with a season total of 188. That's enough snow to lose your skis and your dignity if you venture too far off the trail there. All 10 parks are open with 176 trails and 23 lifts spinning. In other words, if you can't find a good run, well, that's on you. Now, about today's conditions. We had a little mixed precipitation this morning because, well, you know, Mother Nature likes to keep us guessing. But the clouds are clocking out, making room for sunny skies. Canyon is the place to be for peaceful midweek laps, and downhill is riding smooth. Stick to the groomers for the best turns, unless you enjoy variable conditions, which is ski speak for good luck out there. So wax up, layer down, and get after it. Just don't forget sunscreen, unless you're going for that raccoon mask aesthetic. It's a good one. High Point Solar, the trusted local leader in innovative solar power and battery backup solutions, is proud to offer access to the world's most advanced solar technology. With energy costs continuing to climb, now's the perfect time to take control of your power bills and invest in a sustainable, cost-saving future. High Point Solar not only helps homeowners reduce their reliance on traditional utilities, but also provides peace of mind with dependable battery backup systems designed to keep homes running smoothly, even during outages. Join the renewable energy revolution with High Point Solar and make a smart, eco-friendly investment in your home's future. Don't let rising energy costs hold you back. Take the first step towards energy independence today. For a free quote and to cut the cord, call Amy at 760-937-5849. Let's take a look at the latest sports updates proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bull and Grill. In a thrilling postseason run, the Bishop Broncos varsity girls basketball team has been on fire. They first toppled the top-seeded Parlier Panthers, that's a mouthful, with a 42-36 victory, showcasing their determination and skill. Faye Spoonhunter, Tanner Ludwig, and Kristen Allen led the charge. But the game, well, that was a team effort. Building on this momentum, the Broncos edged out Strathmore in a nail-biting 30-26 semifinal, securing their spot in the CIF Central Section Division 5 Championship against Rosamond. The team is now gearing up for the final showdown on March 1st, aiming to bring home the title. Meanwhile, the Bishop Broncos ski race team showcased their prowess in the recent California Nevada Ski and Snowboard Federation South 2 Division races, competing in both giant slalom and slalom events at Mammoth Mountain. The team demonstrated impressive skills and sportsmanship. Bo Tanner and Tyler Gilbert won first and second place, respectively, in the slalom races, and senior Eleanor Krall on the girls' team placed 15th and 16th on the giant slalom. On the wrestling front, Mikey Trejo and Kano Graves represented Bishop at the Central Section Championships. Trejo secured a pin in his second match, finishing among the top 24 in his weight class, while Graves notched two victories, placing in the top 16. Their commendable performances contributed to Bishop's 56th place finish out of 93 schools. A notable achievement for a duo. This sports segment is proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where after cheering on our local athletes, you can unwind with a strike and a steak. I did that just last night, by the way, and oh, their steaks are incredible. You know what else is cool about steaks? The Epic Eats on Eastern Sierra Now. It's going to be steaks for March, so get ready to start voting for that. Be sure to check out the articles at easternsierranow.com to highlight more of these student athletes' incredible accomplishments. And thank you to the Back Alley Bull and Grill, especially for that steak. Oof. Okay, Eastern Sierra, how's your weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today through Wednesday? Well, let's find out, shall we? Today, expected partially cloudy skies with a high of 73 and a low of 37. It's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors without overheating. Tomorrow, the sun takes center stage with mostly sunny and warm conditions. Highs will reach 71, lows of 32, so don't forget your sunglasses. And Wednesday, another pleasant day with plenty of sunshine and a high of 70, low of 33. Ideal for a midweek stroll or picnic. That sounds lovely. Today, Mammoth, partly sunny with a high of 50, low of 25. Great day to hit the slopes without the chill. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with a few clouds and a high of 49, low hovering around 16. Perfect weather for outdoor adventures, no matter what anybody tells you. And Wednesday, plenty of sun, high of 52, low of 21. Don't forget your sunscreen while enjoying the day. And enjoy the beautiful weather and remember to stay hydrated and wear sunscreen during your outdoor activities at all times. It's just a good idea. That's a wrap for today's Eastern Sierra Now News. Whether you're cheering on the Broncos, booking your Mule Days tickets, or just counting down to Fishmas, we've got you covered. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media to stay in the loop. Because if it happens in the Eastern Sierra, you'll hear about it here first. Thanks for watching. Now get out there and enjoy this beautiful corner of the world.